Well, Tommy, Nixie's going to get a chance to be senior coach. What is he different to Kenny and what will he bring?
Nixie's got a real excitement about him. He's up and about. He's a real energiser bunny. Probably doesn't have that real motivational streak that Kenny does, that real in-your-face. But, yeah, he's got the real energy and tactically he's just good, so not much will change.
Good opportunity for the guys to have a few different experiences.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity for Nixie himself. He's done a lot of real hard work over the last few years and he's great at what he does and he's helped put the structure in place that we operate by now, so it'll be a good learning curve for him and also great for us to have a new messenger and see how the boys can adapt to that.
Tommy, you're playing on your old home deck here. Does it feel a little surreal playing some AFL footy on the parade?
Yeah, it's a little bit nostalgic, but for the most part it's just business as usual. It's nice to get out in the eastern suburbs and get a few of our supporters hopefully around the area involved, but we'll just look to go out and have a good strong performance regardless of where we're playing.
What's the goal for the NAB Cup? Sometimes teams just try to blow out the cobwebs. Are you guys trying to win everything?
Yeah, we always go out there to win and put in a really strong performance, but obviously we're going to be focusing on our own game and getting everything right for round one when the real season starts, so we'll be working on our structural stuff, offence and defence, and getting as much right as possible.
Tom, it doesn't matter. Or you go.
I was going to say, Tom, given obviously a few changes at the club, Michael Voss coming in, that sort of thing, for the fans watching it, will they notice much different, do you think?
It's hard to really tell. We've been working on tinkering the game plan more so than wide sweeping changes, but internally Voss has had a great impact. He's an awesome motivator and a real leader, so hopefully you notice some stuff in the leadership aspect.
Tom, it doesn't probably mean as much to you because you're bedded in the best 22 pretty comfortably, but can you remember and what is it like for younger players when you set yourself for this game because you know it has to be a launching pad if you want to try and get in that squad? What's that feeling like?
Yeah, I still get nervous going out first game of the year. I'm definitely not embedded by any means, at least in my own mind, but for the young boys it's a great opportunity. You see a lot of young fellas getting a run in the NAB Cup and it's somewhat of a grand final for them. Which every game should be. You should go out there and be aiming to improve and do your best. So it shouldn't matter whether it's a training session, first NAB Cup or last game of the year.
Is that the way the players feel this year more than ever? You've got such competition for spots that no one, I mean, obviously a handful are safe, but is it a case you've really got to perform or you are putting your spot in jeopardy?
Yeah, 100%. There's so much pressure from below. I can think of half a dozen names of blokes that are ready to go. Should someone be in poor form or if they were unlucky enough to have an injury. So there's definitely no resting on our laurels. And Kenny and the other coaches and the playing group really drive that. We're all about improving together. And if you've got that pressure, that definitely makes everyone stand up.
It's fair to say since you've been here, this is the toughest competition for spots.
Yeah, definitely. My first couple of years probably weren't so much like this, so it's a pleasant thing to have. It's a good thing to have.
Even players like yourself, as you touched on, feel like you're on a bit of notice and you have to stand up.
Yeah, definitely. We've got blokes like Tom Cleary, and then we've got six or seven blokes that could fit into the back six, and then you've got your midfielders that roll through there, so everyone's on notice. Everyone's got to be playing good footy, and if not, there's going to be someone that's performing well in the Magpies that can come in and do the job.
Do you suspect you'll field a pretty strong side this week?
Yeah, I think we'll go out there and put a pretty strong side out and have a real crack.
Tommy, who are some of the perhaps new faces or younger kids that might have played at the Maggies last year that could start to bob up around this time at the NAB Cup that you've liked?
Yeah, well, Carl Lehmann's obviously there's been a bit of talk about him. Sammy Gray played a few games last year. He's absolutely flying on the track. Tom Cleary played a game last year. He's going really well. There's a handful of others. A lot of the first years that unfortunately had a few injury setbacks, so they probably won't be out there, but yeah, there's lots of boys available.
Might be too early to tell, Tommy, but can you sense any improvement in the squad even though you haven't played any games yet?
Yeah, we feel like we've made a lot of improvement. Obviously it's hard to gauge against yourselves and you don't really know till there's a real test against another team, but we feel like our defence is getting better, our running capacity has improved. Berger's been pushing us really hard and it's really hard to defend against ourselves because our ball movement's really, really good as well.
So I just touched on it, but what is it like for Port Adelaide to come out in the eastern suburbs? Good to try and get a few more supporters out here?
Yeah, it probably doesn't happen very often, but we have got quite a strong supporter base, so yeah, we just urge everyone to get down to the ground and have a look, and there'll be the game tomorrow night as well between the Magpies and Nord, so that'll be worth watching as well.
And Tommy, this is your first proper hit out in NAB. Had a trial game last week. West Coast have had two games against the All-Stars and Carlton. Does that give them a slight advantage in being ahead of where you guys are this time or not?
We don't think that gives them an advantage in any way, really. They'll probably think that they've blown a few of the cobwebs out, but we feel like playing against ourselves, we've had a really tough test, and we'll go out there and really set the bar high and take it to them.
With Montrose and Ryder not playing this weekend, what change in a role do you think they will have? Will they be up in the coach's box or sitting out in the grandstand?
I'm actually not too sure. I know Gussie likes to have a bit of a look and a bit of an opinion. He's obviously was in the leadership group, so he's a very vocal member. Paddy, I'm not too sure, but I'm sure if they wanted to have a look in the coach's box up on the little wing there, they could.
How much of a loss will it be not having Montrose or Ryder in there this weekend?
It's obviously disappointing we can't have them playing, but we didn't have Paddy last year, so not much will change for Loebs. He'll jump into the ruck duties, and he loves doing it that way. And Gussie, you know, we got, like I said, there's lots of blokes that are really keen for an opportunity, so it'd be good to have him out there, but there'll be other blokes chomping at the bit to have a go.
For someone like Loebs, who, I suppose, carried so much of the ruck for so long, do you sense a real excitement in him knowing that there's someone else there that's going to support him?
Yeah, definitely. He's loved having Paddy over here, whether it's competing in training or just doing some of his extras and his vision with, just having someone that he's been working really closely with. It'll probably be interesting to see how he adapts to not doing 99% of the ruck, but he's an absolute professional, and I think he'll be no worries with that. He'll try and